Commonwealth Games, of course, kicking off this evening with the opening ceremony here on RNIB Connect Radio. We will be covering the games for you. I'll be with Jane down in Birmingham. Toby is going to be at the Velodrome with John in London. However, each day we'll also have drop-ins on the Daily Connect from Tom Burton. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Not too bad. So you are the man once again we turn to for sports. So you're looking forward to the Commonwealth Games?
Yeah, very much so. It should be brilliant. It normally is. We've actually got the opening ceremony tonight. So it's very much upon us. The ceremony is actually by order of the Peaky Blinders, of course, and that's because the show's creator, Stephen Knight, he's arranged it all. And it's 10 years actually this week since London 2012, and we all have very fond memories of that ceremony, I'm sure. So no pressure, Stephen. We've got a headline set from Duran Duran, actually. Plenty of surprises in store. 30,000 expected to watch from the Alexander Stadium in Birmingham. It's an athletic stadium, which has been redeveloped for the games in the Perry Bar area, and that's benefited from a wider regeneration as well. So Birmingham is England's third host of the games after London in 1934 and Manchester 20 years ago now. Cardiff, Edinburgh, Glasgow have been hosts as well. But all of the events over the next week or so, they're in Birmingham and the surrounding areas such as Coventry, Leamington Spa, Warwick, except for the track cycling, which is at the Lee Valley Velo Park in London. But it's great that we've got this integrated parasports programme, and some of our top VI athletes are in action, in some cases actually taking part in events for the first time in history, like in the triathlon. Some interesting stuff here. So we've got the PTVI category gets going on Sunday morning. So it's a 750-metre swim in Sutton Park, and followed by the bike and the run, of course. And headlining the men's race is Dave Ellis. He's the current men's world champion. He has less than 10% vision. It looks like his main competition is going to come from a couple of the Australians. The young talent to watch could be England's Oscar Kelly. We've also got Rhys Jones representing Wales, and Northern Ireland's Oliver Gunning is actually the youngest man on the start line for the para triathlon at just 17 years of age. For the women, Alison Peasgood, she starts for Scotland as one of the favourites. And then we've got twin sisters, Chloe and Judith Macam, they'll be going head to head for Northern Ireland. Young Katie Crowhurst is the sole English woman on the start line. She's actually made the switch from swimming to triathlon. That was only during the pandemic. But talking of transitions, we've got Libby Clegg. Of course, she has swapped the running track for the cycling track. And we'll see her on the bike for the first time tomorrow. Aileen McGlynn, Scottish legend Aileen McGlynn, she's making her final Commonwealth Games appearance. She's competing against Libby in the women's tandem. Also on the bike, there's an intriguing battle between Scotland's Neil Fackey and Welshman James Ball, both VI athletes who swapped tandem pilots recently. So that will certainly add some extra spice. And if Neil can add a couple of golds over the next week, I think it's right that he'll become Scotland's most decorated athlete of all time at major games like these. We've got 19 sports in total, I think it is, but you can stay right up to date all next week. We've got these daily roundups, as you say, Alan, and I'll make sure you don't miss a beat. If you can't wait, the games are being televised on BBC and an S4C in Wales as well. More than 200 hours of live coverage and 11 streams on iPlayer and the BBC Sport website. Tonight at the Games, we'll round up the day's action on BBC One each evening.
We'll look forward to that. Tom, did you know actually, Tom, there is a restaurant in Birmingham, a Peaky Blinders restaurant?
Is there? Have you been?
Yeah. We're going, aren't we, Jane?
We are.
We're going to go.
Hopefully our boss is buying us.
Are you going to dress up?
Are we going to dress up? Jane, that's Jane's job. She's going to find the hats and everything for us. So we're looking forward to that. And Tom, yeah, you will be with Barry next week on the Daily Connect. We'll have lots of coverage as well. But for now, Tom, enjoy the games.
Thanks, Alan. You too.